The oil industry has been among the best-connected interest groups in Washington. Yesterday, NPR's Peter Overby recalled a century of oil lobbying. Today, he reports on what the oil industry wants from the new president, one-time oil man George W. Bush.
This is an administration with its roots in Texas and in the oil industry. As a young man, George W. Bush set out to make a living as a wildcatter, an independent oil producer. As a candidate, he attacked the Clinton administration for being too hard on the energy industry. And in his first address to Congress, President Bush said America needs a new energy policy, one that will end electricity shortages, promote energy conservation, and especially encourage domestic production.
America must become more energy independent, and we will.
Mr. Bush set up a task force to create the new policy. Its leader is Vice President Dick Cheney.
We all know Dick Cheney.
Jerry Jordan is chairman of the Independent Petroleum Association of America. The IPAA is one of the top lobbying groups for oil and natural gas producers.
I mean, Dick Cheney was not really in the oil and gas business, but he was tangentially involved because he was headed up Halliburton, which is a service company. He wasn't a producer as such, but he's from Wyoming, and Wyoming is a producing state, and he's known all of our producers for years.
Jordan says the president knows plenty of people in the business, too, just not as many as Cheney does. Among oil's other friends in the administration, Commerce Secretary Donald Evans, former head of an oil company, economic advisor Lawrence Lindsay, former consultant to Enron in the natural gas markets, national security advisor Condoleezza Rice, former board member for Chevron. The company even named a tanker after her. Oil and gas money is historically Republican, and for the 2000 campaign, the industry gave Republicans some $25 million. The Bush campaign got $1.8 million. Oil men were prominent among the Bush pioneers, the fundraisers who raised at least $100,000 apiece for this costliest campaign in American history. And when Mr. Bush talks about oil and gas, he's talking the industry's language. Throughout the campaign, he promoted drilling for oil and gas in Alaska's Arctic National Wildlife Refuge. Oil companies have been trying to get into ANWR, as it's called, since the 1970s. Right now, environmentalists seem to have the votes in Congress to keep them out. Similar battles are brewing over natural gas fields in the Rocky Mountains and off the Gulf Coast of Florida. Opening up these fields may be a wildcatter's dream and would bring in significant amounts of oil and gas, but industry consultant Frank Verastro says it won't give America energy independence.
This idea that we'll be energy independent again, I think, is a pipe dream. The claim people make about the frontier areas is in those areas where there's high potential, but we've been prevented, or the industry's been prevented from exploring, that those ought to be explored at a time when domestic production overall is declining and consumption is going up as a gap filler. And in that sense, I think it's important.
The administration could also help the international oil companies, the super majors, as they negotiate and finance a pipeline from the Caspian oil fields north of Iran. Industry lobbyists are likely to seek help on two other fronts as well. Producers, the upstream part of the industry, hope for tax breaks to subsidize expensive and risky exploration and development. Downstream, refiners and distributors want to ease the burden of environmental controls, including some imposed by the president's father's administration.
The first Bush administration basically is responsible for the 1990 Clean Air Act amendments.
Bob Slaughter is with the National Petrochemical and Refiners Association.
They don't really allow the marketplace to work, and they assume that the EPA and government and Congress had all the answers as to what should be done with all of the products. I think the industry is hoping that the second Bush administration will kind of help strike a more reasonable balance between our environmental and energy goals.
To Carl Pope, director of the Sierra Club, all of this looks like the 1950s and 60s. Back then, the industry was protected by powerful oil state lawmakers who ran Congress.
They don't have that kind of an inside track anymore, or at least they didn't until we elected this new administration, which has an oil flavor unlike any we've ever elected.
At the Independent Producers Association, Jerry Jordan naturally disputes that.
You know, we don't expect any big breaks or advantages. In fact, I personally think so much of those guys that I think we'll have to watch because they'll be bending over backwards so hard to keep from being perceived and doing that we may have to dig out of a hole.
But with its Republican allies in charge of the White House and Congress for the first time since the 50s, that hole isn't likely to be too deep. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.